How everyone will judge himself. At the cross of Calvary, love and selfishness stood face to face. Christ had lived only to comfort and bless, and in putting him to death, Satan manifested his hatred against God. The real purpose of his rebellion was to dethrone God and to destroy him through whom the love of God was shown. By the life and death of Christ, the thoughts of men also are brought to view. The life of Jesus was a call to self-surrender and to fellowship in suffering. All who were listening to the Holy Spirit were drawn to him. The worshippers of self belonged to Satan's kingdom. In their attitude toward Christ, all would show on which side they stood. And thus everyone passes judgment on himself. In the day of final judgment, the cross will be presented, and its real bearing will be seen by every mind. Before the vision of Calvary with its mysterious victim, sinners will stand condemned. Men will see what their choice has been. Every question in the controversy will have been made plain. God will stand clear of blame for the existence or continuance of evil. It will be demonstrated that there was no defect in God's government, no cause for disaffection. Both the loyal and the rebellious will declare, "Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." Thy judgments are made manifest.